Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. And everybody who's listening via phone, I thank you for being on the line with us, and I will be paying homage to you later. I got to give a big shout-out. My big brother is on the line right now, Mr. Source Money in the building. What's up, Source?
Hey, all right. You already know. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing good. Yeah, so it's good. So tell me a little bit about you.
You know, me, you know, we've been going doing business for a long time, me, family, and everybody. I give a big up to my sister for that, because it wasn't for China, don't she wouldn't even inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing right now. So long as she keep her way going, my way going. That's my inspiration, man, my sister. And guess what, y'all? I'm older than her. You feel me? But she inspires me, and I love her to death, man. So what we doing right now, man, what I do, I host, I do shows, but I do certain type shows dealing with sports and everything. Then we also help out the kids in our community. So we have spokespersons that come up to talk to us to uplift our kids that's in poverty spirits and everything. So we do a lot of nonprofit programs out here to try to help our young youth.
Okay. Make sure you tell them where you're located.
Well, I'm located in Winchester, PA. It's like an hour and a half from D.C., country city.
All right. Well, we appreciate having you up here, man. Like I said, it's an honor. This is actually my second family member who's actually on the line with me. We had Lovely on the line, and I'm Lovely as my sister. We had the same father, and this is actually my brother, and we have the same mom. So I'm just glad to be able to have the support from my family.
Hey.
Of just supporting what I do and what I love, and that's being able to provide everybody with a positive platform to express yourself through the art. So we thank you for having you up here, and we're about to rock out a little bit. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're about to play some tracks. Y'all let me know what you think. Let's get it.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine. like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and we have on the line my brother, Source Money in the Building. What's up? How'd you like that track?
Hey, oh, now that track was fire right there. You know, I can smell a match when it's lit. That was fire right there.
That's my homie, 13 in Nazareth, right there in VA.
Oh, man, I've seen that smoke. I was like, that's what pretty good like that. That made me want to get back in the studio, but, you know, I just love that.
Yeah. Man, you got to do what you got to do. I was hoping you dropped a little something for us. A little knowledge for us, you know. Let her know you could do a little something, something, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you know, do something.
Okay. So. Well, that's what's up. So right now we're gonna open up the open mic lines and shout out lines to anybody who's on the line right now. First and foremost, we want to give a big shout out to everybody listening via web. We have more people listening via web, and we appreciate you. We actually have matched 100% of the United States has listened at some point in time, so we appreciate you. And we got people listening in Bahamas, so big shout out to 242 in the building. Bahamas calls in. We want to give a big shout out to London. We got Paris. We got Norway. We got so many different places that are listening, so I would just like to pay homage to you guys, because you guys could be anywhere, a child rocking out with us, just like Jay-Z says. So I thank you for taking time out to do that with us. And also, for anybody who's on the line, if you have something going on in your community, please let us know so we can support you. And also, we'll give a shout out to anybody who's on the line. So don't shy away. If you don't feel comfortable getting on the mic, all I'm going to do is speak to you, tell you thank you for taking the time out to rock out with us. And if you feel right performing, poetry, rap, sing, whatever it is you do, just, we only ask you don't curse because we want to stay on the air. Everything else, do your thing. So with that being said, we got Los Angeles in the building. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki in the building? What's up? I just want to chop it up and speak to you real quick. I know you might not be ready, but I did want to, you know, pay homage to you and say thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. I miss you guys. I mean, I know I've been MIA for a minute, and I'm going to make up for that. I'm picking up my daughter from school and all these cars flying past.
Are you? It's all good. It's called life, girl. Life is happening right now, but it's all good.
Right.
But
right.
I know you never met my brother, my oldest brother. So he's on the line. He actually looked younger than all of us, but he's on the line right now. This is Source Money. Source Money. This is Nikki.
Hello. How you doing, Miss Nikki?
I'm good.
I'm
summer weather, well, bipolar weather.
It
don't know if it want to rain, sleet, or snow.
It never rains in Southern California, right? That's what they say, but
I
think
it's different.
Hey, that's that sunshine state, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, I always wanted to go to California, man. I hope it ain't too late for me. I hope one day I can go.
Oh, you will.
Did I lose
you? No, we're right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so Nikki, you stay on the line. I got somebody else on the line. So just ride out with me and let me know when you're ready. I got you.
All right,
everybody, that was Nikki in the building. And I will make sure that I give you my inspirational nugget for the day. With that, maybe next round we'll make it happen. And hopefully we can get Source Money to drop a few lines for us. But hint, hint, trying to get them ready.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we got Miss Penny in the building. What's up, Penny?
Hey, China Doll.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
All right.
And this is my brother. I got a special guest host, my brother, my eldest brother. This is Source Money in the building.
Hey, all right.
You got something for us tonight, lady?
No, but I'm working on a serious piece, and hopefully I'll have it for you next week.
All right. Well, right now we just want you to kick back, chill, and appreciate you calling in, and enjoy the ride.
All righty then. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too. All right. So.
Bye.
We got another track we're going to play, and I think I'm going to spit a little something in a minute. After this track, I'm going to go ahead and get Source Money ready. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spit something, Source, and if you can spit behind me, that'll be dope. So I'm going to spit something after this track right here by Dion Ballett, all the way from Springfield, Massachusetts. It's called Visionary. So y'all let me know what y'all think about this one. Let's get it.
Okay.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you led strong in spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary, visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry, visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know my mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky. This black bird is going to fly. It's on your sword.
Hey, that's love. I feel that.
That's what's up. What you got?
Let me know. Are you ready for me? Y'all ready for me out here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. This right here, this is brain food, but okay. When I was a young kid, I lived without a father. I'm a grown man, and I still don't have a father. I wonder if he knew life was going to be harder. But only if he knew, he only made me smarter. Now I shed tears every night and day. I try to keep my head up to the light and pray. All this time that I have been involved in fun, the Lord helped my heart when it was all that time. But crying out for stop on my heart through my time, thinking about my kids when it was hard at the time. Now I'm getting older now. Hustling is over now. My mama said there's other ways to hold it down. Like wagging them ill rhymes, sticking them ill hooks, putting my life stories inside of those real books. So keep your reaction when the world still looks at you when you ice rhythm cat for the ill look. See an ice reel, those are signs of being foul. Only if you're snotty, then God is being proud. All my life was facing dicey people. I thought in my heart they was the nicest people. But they backstabbed me with a brand new knife. It was lethal. All I could say to myself, God, please listen to me. Keep my temptations right so I won't do evil. Analyze my situations when I hold my brain. Because most of the time you got to maintain everything that's in your lane. But you see crazy things in your lane, that means people be saying, yo, you're on the wrong track. Nah, you might be on the wrong train. All right, people, that's brain food for you. All right, much love.
All right, we doing the cipher, so I'm coming back for you. So be ready.
Okay.
Before you begin to open your mouth, I got something to say. Don't fix your mouth to create dismay. Today is my day. I'm tired of being a squirrel trying to get your nut. Your opinion don't matter to me. No time messing with my mind. You've been a thorn in my behind for far too long. Making excuses on behalf of what ties us together?
a pedigree, please. Just because your blood runs through my veins doesn't entitle us to be the same. One mental blow to my cerebellum at the age of 10 caused a chemical explosion with no delayed response or reaction. No longer surrendering to your self-induced homicide. It was obvious. Your intentions were to kill my mental psyche. But my father, who art in heaven, knew the next move before you ever attempted. Slipped a bowl of knowledge into my soul, preparing me for days like this. Sent soldiers of no relation through blood, sweat, and meditation, it took me 30 years to realize. I don't need you anymore. And the hardest thing I had to do was close that door. And that trapped in my life. So take your knife out of my back, trying to pierce my heart. Let air get to it so it can be as cold as yours. The floor of the faith is all I stand on. When I'm wrong, he tells me it'll be all right. When I'm lost at night, I know he's my guiding light. And now my light guides too. Yes, two blessings beyond recognition. My decision in life is to move on without you. No excuses, no pleas, just no. My life changed when I fell to my knees. My heart mended when I fell to my knees. Now I can honestly say, your emotional strangle has been released, never to be resurrected. My two angels are the only things that rise like the third day. Now I hope my light shedding heat can heat your thought, your heart that I thought was forever cold. So, it's a new day. I forever put your insecurities behind. Not only if you let my father touch your core, just like he has touched mine. I'm done. You like that one?
Hey, yo, that was right there. Love. My sister got bars too, man. Y'all boys, man, y'all please serve me ready. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Okay. Oh man.
Yeah, so just kind of playing, just kind of showing you guys what a lyrical cipher is when we, huh?
Yeah, man. I love that, dude.
That's what's up, man.
That was real good.
That's what's up. Yeah, I can spit all day long, but I appreciate you being, being online with me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can go toe-to-toe all night long.
Hey, that's how I be. That's how I be. That's the strength in you. That's the strength. Knowledge is power. Yeah.
And speaking of knowledge is power, speaking of that, I do want to go ahead and slide in. I do inspirational nuggets. So I'm going to go ahead and do this inspirational nugget real quick. And you guys, let me know what you think. So, well, my inspirational nuggets for anybody who listens to the show, I drop inspirational nuggets and jewels to you. As I learn and I grow, I try to give it to someone else. And I give it to you. And like I say all the time, if you can use it, use it. If you can't use it, toss it. I won't be offended. Because all I'm doing is giving you the best that I got. So this is what I got. And that, like I said, as I learn different things, I'm learning a very, 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 I think it's a pivotal thing to be okay and just actually to be comfortable in the silence, to being able to silence your thoughts out of whatever it is that you think should be, could be, would be, whatever, like the expectation of that thing and allowing and accepting the fact that, first and foremost, I can't change anybody but myself. I can't change anybody else. I can't change the past, and I can't predict the future. So I got to live in this moment. And this is something I say to my clients all the time, and I want to say this, guys, to you guys. Like, being able to be present in the present is a gift. And it's amazing how you use those words, being present. So I want to be able to be present and to be able to silence my thoughts so I can hear my higher power, so I can hear God. Because it's kind of hard when your brain is constantly going, God can't get in to show you your purpose. And so I really believe that we all have a purpose here on this earth. And sometimes we're too busy not dealing with reality. And we deal with those things, that thing we talk about, feel, deal, heal. That's what some people, we try to avoid. We've done it. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. Like, you know, guys, I don't have no problem being transparent because transparency to me is freeing. I don't want to be held hostage by my thoughts or someone else's thoughts of me. So with that being said, I do my best to be free and let transparency be key. And some of these things I actually am writing about on my book that I will be sharing with you guys very soon, almost done. And I thank God for the motivation of people who support me, you know, especially just different people I've met throughout the years. Got to give a big shout out to Ms. Nikki and Mimi in the building, you know, just for the support that I do get from you guys who call in, who support me, Mimi, a.k.a. Penny. So So I thank you guys, and it's so many people. It's a plethora of people, I could tell. But I thank you all for having my back, believing in me, because it's very hard. But with that being said, find comfort in the silence. And silence is actually uncomfortable, but I really believe that what we're supposed to be is in that uncomfortable state, because that uncomfortable state, to me, equals faith. Faith is the unknown, and the unknown is uncomfortable. But the comfort zone, if I know it, I breathe it, I know it, it becomes a bore, because you already know. But what you don't know when you're transitioning into the unknown, it's actually where you're supposed to be. So I'm very uncomfortable because I feel the transition is happening in my life, but I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing. It just, I got to get out of being comfortable with where I'm at so I can grow. So just want to share that. Hopefully that helps somebody. It helped me. But like I say, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I still love you the same. So, got Soul and Smoney on the line. What did you think about what I said?
Oh, man. Oh, man, I was just like, girl, I just can't even. I'm blown right now.
That's what's up, man.
Blown right now. You said too much. You said a lot. You're almost here trying to sweat, cramming in my head like. I'm like, yo, you know, I'm a ball person, so I'm trying to get that, you know what I'm saying? But I know it's all love.
That's what's up,
oh,
man. I'm just glad, you know, but you did get something from it?
Oh, yeah, I got something from it. You know, I get everything from it. Hey,
that's
your power. That's my come up. I told you, and I tell everybody on the air, man, my sister's my inspiration, and I'm the old. So that's what I love about it.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean? You already know.
I appreciate that. That's what's up.
The day
man.
I die, sis. You know I love you.
I love you too. I appreciate having you. This is a dream come true for me. So it's just good to have you on the line. And I got Miss Nikki
hey,
on the
man.
Line. Let me see what she's going to do. What's she about to say?
Oh,
all
right. Oh, no. I just, I'm about to say anytime. You know, because I love this positive. I love this show. You know, it's my first time and. I just feel the positive energy in me right now. I'm like, ah, sis, you really doing it. Like, cause I feel it. It ain't just I'm like, yo, I it's nice what you're doing. I'm feeling what you're doing. So what you're doing is a
that's
reason. Up, it ain't even about the bread and all the money. You got a
exactly.
reason. You have a, like, you know, you have a meaning to your to what
yes.
why you out here. And yes. and that's respect for me, man. That's real respect. That's respect.
That means a lot, man. Yeah, this is bigger than me, and I know it. And I
that's
believe
right. that's how we
my
look
calling.
At things, that,
yeah,
that.
This is
mm-hmm.
exactly. Okay, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki? We asked you about to close out in a couple of minutes. I want to see if you want to drop
okay.
something before we get off.
Yes, yes. I'm home now, and
yes, what's up?
I just want to let you know that. I've been going through somewhat of a transition in my life. And
wow. So
and,
I'm asking on point with what you talk about. Wow.
It's a good transition. It's a good transition. I should say we are going through a transition in our lives.
I got you.
Okay. And I remember a show where we were talking about time. Well,
right.
That's what I'm going to read today. It's called Time.
Okay.
And just know that we are in a changing, better place, I should say. Headspace. I know you don't like that word too much.
Oh, girl,
but
you good. We got 50
that,
seconds.
That describes it a little bit.
Okay.
This is time. They say that love grows better with time. It thrives on patience and trust. Well, there's no doubt within my mind that this fact was based on us. It's just the little things that you do which lets me know it's true. That no one else within this world can take the place of you. For all the times we've been together, good times and bad, for all the times we've forgiven and consoled each other whenever we were mad or sad. For all the times we've held each other through sunshine and rain, for all the times we've comforted one another to ease away the pain. These words are just to let you know your heart is connected to mine, and hopefully also make you see and realize that our love can only grow better and stronger with time. That's it.
I can dig it. I'm going to try something, you guys. Stay on the line or just call right back in a couple minutes. We might be on for another 30. I got you. So stay on the line, or if you get clicked off, call me right back. I'm about to put us right back on. So y'all just rock with me. You hear me, Source?
Okay.
If you lose, oh, you call me back in like 2 minutes. I got you. We're about to be right back on. I'm about to do something different. I'm trying to rig this thing.
Okay.
Let's get it, y'all. All right. So
let's go.
let's get it, y'all. I'm going to make this thing happen again. So get everybody shut off with me real quick and come right back at me. All right, let's get it.
Okay.